Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 13th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Kirk Crosby, welcome, sir. Uh-oh, I guess we lost Kirk. All right, well, we'll try to get Kirk back, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, Fox News strongly condemns own Jeanine Pirro. Joe Kovacs with the details of the story. And this is kind of interesting to say the least. You with me yet, Kurt?
I'm here, Sam.
All right, go ahead, sir.
I was looking through some of the details on her. You know, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a big watcher of her program, I apologize. I just, you know, don't watch much TV, hardly any. And yet, we try to watch the news. And like Sam says, you know, I need to be more familiar with every different detail, but it's just tough to get it all done.
It's a little bit of a joke saying it, number one, for people to understand it's impossible to do. And number two, that's even if you thought it was worth your time to do. And I think that both are not true. It's not worth your time, and it's not possible to do, Kurt. So I bring this up a little bit in jest, kind of saying, hey, I don't think it's possible for Kurt or me or anybody to keep up on everything. And here's the problem. When you're in the media, whether you're running for office or you're in the media, or what, they expect you to know everything, Kurt. Anything you don't know, they want to mock you for. And I think that's wrong. I think it's okay that Kurt doesn't know much about a lot of these things. He's got a busy life and a great family, and he's got work, and he's got... How does he keep up on everything? It's not possible, Kurt.
Well, and, you know, at least learning more about it and what kind of controls these big hosts is the money, ladies and gentlemen. You know, for example, I was looking up who's the highest paid Fox News anchor, and they talk about Bill O'Reilly at $85 million. Of course, he's not there anymore, but then they got Sean Hannity at $80 million. It says Shepard Smith at $25 million. I don't see Judge, you know, I guess her name is Judge Jeanine, on there. It does say that she has a net worth of like $12 billion. They say she's a judge, an American television personality. But the bottom line is, I mean, let's say you're Judge, I guess it's Jeanine is how they call her, and your boss, who's paying you millions of dollars, says, hey, I want you to lighten up about, you know, this particular story. I'd prefer you just talk about something else. You know, you got to be pretty gutsy to say, no, I'm just going to do what I feel is right and talk about what I want. Because the boss can just say, see you later. Like they did with Dr. Laura and... so many others, you know, when that power of the media and the power of those dollars comes down on you, you know, you can be goodbye. Like we've talked about before, we can make Sam Bushman a household name in every household tomorrow if we basically had the power of the guys that are behind, like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and those others who put those people there, but they can also take them right away. So, you know, on the Judge Jeanine thing, apparently she's, you know, sticking to her guns. And like Larry Pratt said from last hour, we hope there are good people that are willing to support good things, because if not, hey, we get more and more CNN, more and more Washington Post. You know, Jeff Bezos from Amazon understands the power of the media. That's why he bought the Washington Post.
Amen to that. You're spot on. And Donald Trump has certainly been no stranger to the media either. you know, there's some interesting twists there about his son-in-law in the media, and Donald Trump has been, you know, with his own reality TV stuff, he realizes the importance of getting in front of the viewers. That's for sure. Now, Kurt, brief folks on this battle with Jeanine Shapiro, because I don't think people understand what's going on. So she was on her show. She did an opinion segment, spoke out against this big, battle on this Ilhan Omar discussion. And so she made comments, and Fox is strongly condemning her comments, right?
Well, yeah, but apparently so far, she's not buckled to the pressure. But what you have here, Sam, is, you know, it's kind of like the LGBTQ group. You have the Muslim group that basically has a lot of power today in the media. Now, it's not just power like, hey, everybody's got to, give them a pass. They put their efforts where their money is or where their mouth is. I mean, they're in some places, they literally kill their opposition. You know, they'll kill the Christians or whatever. Now, I don't see them doing that a whole lot here in America yet.
Not yet, buddy. They're working on it.
But that's what I see as a real threat. I mean, imagine if you criticize the Muslim, groups or whatever here in America, and then some of your family shows up with, an unexplained death or whatever. I believe that kind of thing, if it's not going on now, it's pretty close.
Well, and the more we violate the laws of God, the greater chance it will be of going on.
Yep, good point.
So, Kurt, highlight what she actually said, because I think this is interesting.
She basically just said some good basic stuff, basically saying that, when this lady says these things the Muslim teachings in the Quran and different things like that, they basically tell her that, hey, you do almost anything to get in there, and you might appear that you're, like for the Constitution or whatever, and yet your real teachings behind, if you get down to it, in the Quran and these other teachings, lead you to basically say, hey, you can pretty much do anything to get your way. The end justifies the means kind of idea. I don't have the phrase right in front of me, but all I'm saying is was pretty much it.
We got to get what she said, because she specifically talked about the hijab that she wears. And she specifically talked about how, hey, how do you wear this hijab or whatever? That means you probably back Sharia law. And if you back Sharia law, that's literally against the supreme law of our land, the Constitution. But if you're a congresswoman, you've literally sworn an oath to our Constitution. And how does it work when you basically swear an oath to our Constitution and become a representative, and then at the same time you wear a hijab and you literally back Sharia law? Is it okay to question her beliefs? Okay, Omar is a Somali immigrant, and she's been critical of Israel and thus been accused of anti-Semitic views. But the problem that I have is I don't have a problem with criticizing Israel. But she wears a hijab, and according to the Quran, 3359, it tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law? And is that antithetical to the U.S. Constitution? In other words, hey, can you believe in and swear an oath to the Constitution, but yet wear a hijab and literally a double down in Quran doctrine that backs Sharia law? Can you do those things at the same time? Now, everybody's going ballistic. They say we strongly condemn Jeanine Pirro's comments, but I think she's bringing up a fair discussion. You can criticize her comments and say she doesn't have right to free speech, or you can step back and quit attacking the messenger and ask the question. And I think this is what Jeanine's getting at, Kurt, and that's why I want to drill into it so hard a little bit, because here's the question. They say this is Janine spreading the false narrative that somehow Muslims hate America. Judge Janine, can you stop spreading this message that, that Muslims hate America? I don't want to debate that. That's nothing but an attack. I want to ask the question. Can she swear an oath to the Constitution, but yet promote this Quran doctrine? So they say, well, what about this hijab? Can't you wear that? And well, maybe you can wear that and be compatible. Where does Sharia law end and adherence to or swearing an oath to the Constitution begin? And the real discussion is, can you do both, Kurt?
Well, and the racist part is part in here, Sam. They call, in some places, they're calling Mrs. Pirro or Janine Pirro's actions Islamophobic. And this is how you see this happens with, you know, white guys that say, hey, man, you know, that was a problem. They say, well, you're a racist, so then that just basically means you can't even participate in the conversation. And that's what they're doing. They did it with the transphobics, the lesbian, you know, you see the Martina Navratilova deal. It's the same thing every time. If they don't want to deal with your argument, your actual words, then they're going to name call you and basically get rid of you that way.
Let's talk about this more because I think it's critical. Janine Pirro responds to this criticism. We'll tell you about it in seconds, and it boils down to what I'm talking about. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Talking about Fox News strongly condemning Janine Pirro's question. So Janine Pirro says, my intention was to ask a question and to start a debate. Of course, you can be Muslim and defend America, but where do you draw the line? I think it's a fair, open discussion debate. Can you swear an oath to the supreme law of the land as a freshman congresswoman, but yet wear a hijab and literally criticize Israel and literally double down? At what point does Sharia law become your master versus the Constitution become your oath? And that's really where the debate is and where I think Janine was trying to bring this debate up. But see, anytime you ask serious questions and want debate, what they do is attack your speech, Kurt. They don't discuss the issue.
Well, yeah, they basically just call you names, and then by having you targeted with those names, just like with Roy Moore, or, you know, call him a child molester, then all the people aren't going to show up to vote for him because they're a little bit like thinking, well, somebody will call me, you know, friend of a child molester or whatever. And, you know, you have that same kind of thing happening with almost any argument. In this case, it's, you know, they're going to call her Islamophobic. They're going to call you homophobic, or, you know, if you love your wife and want to promote man-woman, you know, marriage. It's just, we see it time and time again, and we shouldn't be surprised, because the adversary, or the evil one, Satan, basically has the roughest competition for, or I guess you could say his biggest efforts are against things that are the most important for God. And truth is pretty important when it comes to God, you know, Sam?
Yeah, can you swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States, Kurt, and back Sharia law at the same time?
Well, I suppose it all depends on what it means when you swear an oath. But, you know, in the old days, you know, if you did that, that meant you were going to, you know, uphold it. But remember Bill Clinton with the, what depends on what the definition of the word is, you know, I mean, we have gone so far, Sam. I mean, the Ten Commandments explain very straightly, or, you know, in depth, that, hey, we shouldn't be telling lies. We should be telling the truth. And yet we have major sources of our information, whether it's New York Times, CNN, you know, going down the list, that basically market lies on a regular basis to the whole, you know, their whole audience. And so then you have people like my friend I was telling you about last hour, that's very, you know, well healed, lots of money and all that kind of thing, that feel like, hey, if they listen and or read or study up to, you know, what the standard media says, it's going to bring them down. So they want to leave that alone. And, you know, thus, in my opinion, they are almost sowing the seeds for their own destruction, even in the so-called success they've had in business or whatever. Because if you don't take care of your country and you don't have an honest, wise government, you can literally have, you know, people basically taken over, like the Bernie Sanders types or the Ocasio-Cortez types, who are basically going to take every bit of your money, and they're going to redistribute, if you will.
That's right. And that's why I say he who owns the media makes the rules, and those who listen to the mainstream press help them keep the rules, Kurt.
Well, you know, and you could certainly argue that we listen to the mainstream press because we, you know, check out what they have to say. But what we try to do is take their stories, you know, whether it's the Kanye West one we talked about last hour, and we try to rip them apart, if you will, and find the good pieces, and then highlight those, and then find the errors in the way they report it and say it, and highlight that. So, you know, I don't know that we'd suggest you completely disassociate yourself with them, but we would say you do the best you can to try to encourage the good, and find the good, and on the other hand, support those, you know, of course, we'd appreciate your support here, but, you know, any others who are doing those good things, that's what we'd say.
All right. Your points are well taken, Kurt, but I submit this question matters, though. You know what? Can you support Sharia law and keep your oath to the Constitution at the same time? Is that possible?
Well, you know, it all depends on your definitions of how you do that. When I look at the Constitution, I believe it was divinely inspired, that it was given to us basically by God as a outline of how good government should be done. But as we've been told many times, and I forget who told us this, but it's only set up for a righteous, moral people. And that is the key here. If you have a godless people, people who are turning away from God and his commandments, it doesn't work for them, and nothing will really work for them.
I don't think you can keep your oath and back Sharia law at the same time, Kurt, because we're not talking about just a religious opinion or a theological doctrine that would govern one's personal beliefs or behavior. What we're talking about is codified law that controls governments in the supreme law of our land and in Sharia law. Sharia law is a governmental, I don't know what you want to say, system or a set of laws and rules, and I don't know what you want to say. So I don't think supporting both at the same time makes sense. I don't think you can back Sharia law and keep an oath to the Constitution of the United States at the same time. I don't think it's possible. And I think that's really what Jeanine Shapiro's question and issue was all about.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And I also, want to echo this idea that says, hey, the Constitution's a simple, basic document. We read the part that says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. We read that and we go, oh, well, that means none of our states should have anything that is used to pay for items, unless it's silver and gold in debt. Do we have any states that are, we have some that are kind of moving a little bit that way, but they certainly allow other means of payment, like the Federal Reserve note. And so there's so many of these issues that are so clear and simple, straightforward to us, and yet, when you ask these so-called experts on the Capitol, they just don't seem to see it that way, do they?
Yeah, and I reject this idea that we're going to attack Jeanine for asking this fundamental, fair, open question. It's not bigoted, it's not racist, it's not phobic or scared of anything. It's a legitimate, honorable question to ask. And at what point do we start to subvert our Constitution in defense of and in backing of or keeping, if you will, Sharia law? And I think this is a fair and open discussion to have. And what's amazing to me is that everybody's attacking Jeanine, whether she has the guts to stand strong or not, I don't know. But I defend her and say she's absolutely right. It's a fair question to ask, because I don't believe you can have fidelity to both, Kurt. Well, what's also interesting is this. No one's talking about the separation of church and state here, are they, Kurt?
No, Sam. I mean, you can't bring that up here. You just bring that up when it comes to the Christians. And, and so you have basically... remember how that phrase is where they say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, or, something like that, basically. In other words, hey, if you're fighting against my, enemy, even if I don't really like you, I like you for that. And yeah. So in this case, with this lady and the others in Congress that are socialists or communists, they seem to all, help each other out.
I wish we could do more of that.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
All right, Jim in Missouri wants to chime in, and I'm going to let him get started, but then we got a hard break coming up, and I'll keep him so that he can continue on the other side and finish his comments. Hi, Jim. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Can we go back to the root of all this? The reason we're talking about this is because Omar dared to say, why can I talk about influence of the NRA or things like that, but I can't talk about the influence of AIPAC? Would you agree that's why we're talking about this and why Pure?
I think there's a lot of it. I think there's certainly taboo subjects, and I certainly think depending on who you are, it depends on what's taboo, based on your race, based on your party affiliation, based on a variety of factors. But I think you're spot on in terms of, hey, there's different free speech realities that apply to different groups of people, for sure. We'll take a quick pause because it's a hard break. I'm sorry, Jim, but stay there, and we'll get right back to you after the break. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has arrived at a Washington, D.C. courthouse, showing up moments ago in a suit, but in a wheelchair as well. Manafort facing up to 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. It's the second time in a week that he'll face sentencing, as last week he was given 47 months in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying activities. Governments around the world are grounding Boeing 737 MAX jets after a second deadly crash in 4 months on Sunday. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, says the U.S. will do the same if evidence is found they're unsafe.
The department and the FAA will not hesitate to take immediate and appropriate action.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Catholic Cardinal George Pell, who was treasurer at the Vatican, given 6 years in an Australian prison for sexually assaulting two boys in the 1990s. This woman represented one of the survivors.
I have played my part as best I can. I took the difficult step of reporting to police about a high-profile person, and I stood up.
Parts of the nation are bracing for an unusually strong late winter storm today that's called a bomb cyclone. It could affect millions of people from the Rockies to the central and northern plains to the upper Midwest, with blizzard conditions and at times some hurricane force gusts of wind. Over 1,000 flights have been canceled because of it. President Trump slamming California Governor Gavin Newsom's decision to suspend executions in his state. Newsom is expected to make it official later today with an executive order that decries the death penalty as inconsistent with California's bedrock values. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, just so everybody understands what Jim's talking about, APEC is the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation, and the NRA is in the mix, and you know, this Muslim freshman congresswoman literally attacking some things in Haiti, and she attacks some things and not others. And Jim from Missouri is asking the question, and I say, you know what, it depends on who you are, what group you belong to, on what's taboo and what's not. If you're black, you can say the N-word. If you're white, don't you dare. Okay, if you're not Muslim, then you can't criticize the Muslims. Everybody has special privileges for speech. The only people who don't have any special privileges are the white, Christian, American male. They better just shut up and not even talk, Jim. I think that's really how it is, to answer your question.
Well, Sam, let me predicate the rest of my comment on I'm not making an apology or supporting Muslims or any faith, but this is more in the nature of the stop clock is right twice a day. And when the woman said that she can criticize or she can bring up special influence from the NRA, but not from the American Israeli Political Action Committee, this is what we're really, that's what really can't speak. All right, I happen to have a lot of experience with this in my own life, all right? But, you know, when you talk about can she wear the hijab and be loyal to the Constitution or to actually act on her when she was sworn in, you know, she swore to support the Constitution. Well, a long time ago, the first usage of the word cult was used to describe the Roman Catholics And I'm sure a lot of people pointed to nuns running around wearing habits, which was odd looking to them, and said, if they're married to the Pope, they probably mischaracterized it as that, because they were characterizing it as a cult devoted to a man, the Pope, not to the religious ideas. Can they be American? We've seen this recycled over and over and over again, but the woman said something important. And I'm going to finish up with this, okay? Our free speech rights say that Congress will make no law, okay? Now, as far as I know, Fox News is nothing to do with the Congress. They're not an official organ of the Congress of the United States.
That's right.
But when the hijab-wearing stopped clock said something about the influence of Zionism, the Congress tried to make a resolution, a law, against her saying that.
All right, stay there, Jim. I don't want you to go, because you've got some valid points, but they're very complex. So let me kind of help break them down and separate them out just to be clear. So I think Janine has every right to ask her question, which is, can you support Sharia law and the Constitution at the same time? Okay, I think Janine has every right with her free speech to say that. Fox has every right to kick her off if they want to on their private network, because they have their own private property rights. Okay, at the same time, I own my own network, and I'm free to say what I want about it and let you come on and say what you want about it. And the point is, Congress is out of control to make a law attacking this Muslim woman for her free speech. She has every right to her free speech, just like the rest of us, whether we agree with her or not. And by the way, in this case, I do agree with her about Israel. Hey, why are these people all in the back pockets of Israel? And where's the separation of church and state there? And why are we funding taxpayer dollars to fund this Israel cabal? And so, her point is right. And what you're talking about is free speech, and where does Congress end and begin, and where does free speech begin for who? And you're exactly spot on. And I think you're right. This lady was correct. I don't agree with her Muslim beliefs, but I hope she can keep her oath to the Constitution. I don't know the answer to the question, except I'm not so sure you can keep Sharia law and the Constitution personally. That's my kind of first analysis of that, saying, hey, that seems to me like a serious problem. Nevertheless, she has every right to her free speech, whether she's right or not. In this case, Jim, I agree with you. I think she's right. She can criticize Israel or any other country. We criticize countries all the time. I mean, Donald Trump was saying companies are SH hole places and stuff like this. Okay, so how come she can't say that? You're spot on, and free speech is what's on the altar here, sir. You're right.
Well, thanks a lot for the opportunity to try to clarify and comb out these various points. Basically, yeah, I think Judge Pirro, or whatever her name is, you're having some trouble with that earlier. She has every right to say what she wants. I think Fox ought to back off, you know? What are they trying to achieve? Political correctness? Forget that. Thanks for the opportunity to come onto your private network and be allowed to say something a little different than what you were saying and change the focus.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything different than what I was saying, though. I still maintain that I wonder about Janine Shapiro's question. But I even said, and you probably didn't listen to us last week, but I mentioned that I thought this Muslim woman was correct and she has free speech. And why is Congress trying to shut down her free speech? We talked about this last week, too. So I certainly think that you might be taking pieces of what I'm saying out of context. I think you're spot on, but I'm not changing what I'm saying at all. Kurt, do you want to respond to Jim? Because I think free speech is the big question here. And I think he's right. You know what? She has every right to as much free speech as we do, Kurt. And we should, even whether we disagree with her or not, we should defend her right to free speech, is what I said last week.
Well, one of the, at least in my opinion, when it comes to freedom of speech, the most important speech to protect is the controversial speech. If you have somebody saying and agreeing with you every time, then you're going to be fine with that. But when you have somebody that brings up something, that you don't agree with, that's when, you have to test, do you really believe in the free speech thing or not? And in America, frankly, there's a whole bunch of folks that would muzzle people from saying certain things.
Do you want a final comment, Jim?
Well, so far we're agreeing, and I believe absolutely that you also previously had agreed with the hijab wearer Omar's right to say what she said, because nobody who didn't agree with that would ever allow Blood River Radio on their network, or the political cesspool. So, and I love them.
Yeah, you're right. They got their right to free speech too, buddy. Is this, do we believe in this principle or not, is the real question, Jim.
And thanks for what you do. You know, so far you're about the only media outlet so I can even stand anymore, even though I don't agree with everything that's on there either.
That's okay. I agree. You know what? We don't always agree. What we need to do, though, is let people say and think what they want to. Now, I won't let somebody take over my radio program if they're mean or abusive or unkind or they try to monopolize all the time. Then I'll shut them down because I have every right with my show. If they want to abuse that, go get your own show. But as long as people are respectful and as long as they don't violate FCC rules that I've got to obey about swearing, I'll let people pretty much say anything they want to as long as they don't break the law with their speech or, you know, in other words, threaten people for murder, or, you know, these kind of things, or say salacious things or violate FCC rules. I'll let people pretty much say anything they want to say because I truly believe in this free speech idea, sir.
Well, thanks for what you do. And let me say, if you keep on doing it like you're doing it, the check may be in the mail.
Appreciate your time, sir.
Goodbye.
All right, there he goes. And I think he brings up some valid points, Kurt. And I don't know, this is kind of part of the problem with radio. If you hear part of what someone says, you kind of think they're saying something. I haven't changed my tune one bit on this. I backed this freshman congressman, or congresswoman, I should say, right from the beginning with her free speech. I said, I don't even know that I agree with all of her speech, because I personally would criticize Israel, and I would personally criticize the Muslim Brotherhood and Sharia law, too. I'd criticize them both with my free speech, baby. I'd stand with the Constitution. I'd stand with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But you know what? She has a right to her free speech. Now, I agree that Fox can shut her down if they want to. It's their network. You know, and that's kind of the point that I have about this is, hey, Jeanine Shapiro and Glenn Beck and everybody else, if they don't like what's being done to them, maybe they ought to start their own network. In fact, Twitter was abusing people left and right, as you know, and I've stood against Twitter on this. But then everybody started going to Gab, Kurt, which is a Twitter competitor. Are you caught up on Gab a little bit?
I think I might have heard you mention it, but, you know, this, it's just another thing that I don't understand everything about. There's
well,
a whole
just
lot
know
of
that it's social
like
media,
that.
Which means it's communicate with many people, and Twitter is a, it started out as a text service, only 140 characters. Now it's more, and you can attach video links and all kind of things, but suffice it to say, it was a very short, what are you doing idea, or, you know, what am I doing? Here's what I'm doing idea. And then it morphed into the greatest news, I don't know what you say, news leader, because you could quickly get out something. It didn't matter where you were. You could send a very short 140 character to Twitter, even in the worst of circumstances. And so it took off as the news leader for kind of the groundswell or the citizen reporter or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, then Twitter got all tweaked out with Jack Dorsey and everything and started just shutting everybody down and violating everybody's free speech. And, you know, he has the right to do what he wants with his private network. But at what point do you become so big and control so much of the internet? And at what point do you get government money and funding and protection and then not, you know, when do you stop being private and being corporate and being government and it's fascism and public? And, you know, where do you go with all that? And it becomes very, very, very difficult to understand. Nevertheless, the point is Gab stood in the mix and filled the gap to say, all right, you know what? Twitter's shutting you down. Come over to Gab. Well, the reason I spent so much time briefing you on that is because Gab just released a new tool that relates to this perfectly. Headline says, new tool allows users to comment on any web page freely without fear of being banned. Let's talk about this, because it relates completely to Jim's points. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? to help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, so we're talking about this new tool on the internet created by Gab, ladies and gentlemen. Gab's a competitor to Twitter, if you don't know. The application is called Dissenter, Kurt. And it's a browser extension that effectively creates an open comment section on every single web page on the internet. The catch, there's nothing website owners can do, Kurt, to stop it. You want to know why?
Sure.
Why? Because it's an open source extension to your browser, and it's all hosted. The comments are hosted on Gab with the extension that just appears everywhere.
I think somebody will figure out how to... You know,
stop
tone
it.
That down. What I've seen so many times, and you know, you read these comments many times. The comments about a story are more interesting than the story itself. Of course, the real open media, the kind that you know pretty much want to let you say and do what you'd like, they put their ads in between even the comments. You know, and I see that quite often, but I think sometimes folks, at least one source I was reading the other day said something like, we are not taking any more comments about this particular thing. And you know, whoever's controlling things, that's back to that whole thing, he who owns the media makes the rules, and that's just how it works.
And I support private groups to say, Kurt, we don't want comments, so we're going to disable them. That's their right on their own properties.
Sure.
But if Gab has figured out a way to show comments and people want to see the comments and everybody installs this plugin to go ahead and do that and bring back the internet to freedom and let people, hey, that's fine with me, Kurt.
That's cool. Yeah. Imagine freedom being promoted.
Well, so, you know, because the thing is, these comments are not hosted on the property that rejects the comments. So, you know, what do you got to say about that? Now, I agree, Kurt, when... You say this app allows any user to comment on any web page freely without fear of being banned. The application is called Dissenter, and it's a browser extension that effectively creates an open comment section on every single page on the internet. I think that's the way it is now, but I agree with you that they'll find a way to shut it down, and here's how I think they'll go about it. I don't know if they can use technology to shut it down, but they might. Certainly never say never. They might. But what might happen too, though, remember, Gab is hosted on some of these big corporate servers to get global distribution and have enough server.
Yeah, like Amazon that owns them and, you know, and how many other people.
Yeah, in this case, I think they're using Microsoft backed servers. Down. But your point's well taken.
Good point.
Anyway, to get enough distribution on the internet, it's called a CDN, Kurt, a content distributed network. which what it means
is... Yeah, I knew
that.
I was going to explain it to the people, but perfect. I thought, well, it's just too smart for them. You know what I mean? So
and what happens is...
I don't want to show off.
These content distributed networks literally basically take a copy of and mirror on the fly to these different endpoints is what they're called. And so if you're going to watch this content or deal with Gab or some of these places in Germany, then it would be pushed to a German region server. And so when you access it, you don't have to go as far over the internet, and one server is just not... overwhelmed. It's load balancing via CDN. Anyway, I digress. Except to tell you that the problem is that the only way you can get these big distributions is to trust some of these big corporate owners that are in bed with governments. And so Gab might get away with this, Kurt. I don't know if they can shut it down technologically yet via interference on an individual website basis or whether they'll get that done or not. But I do know this. If Gab makes too much hay with this, eventually, the big boys will pull out the big guns, and they'll literally say, you know what, you better pull this down, and you're not going to be on our servers anymore. And then Gab has a real decision to make about, hey, can we get our own infrastructure separate? And right now, that's going to be almost impossible, Kurt. We've allowed the enemies to take over the internet and control it completely. Conservative people just don't put their money where their mouth is, and we don't have an infrastructure to speak of. It's kind of like Ron Paul running for office the first time, you know?
That's right. They feel like, that they've basically got to focus on their business interests. And when they do, they forget the fact that if their big government wants to, they can basically take every penny they've earned and even, quote, nationalize their businesses, which basically is another phrase for we'll take it and, do what we want with it.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And I think what's interesting about this, Kurt, in addition, is, the battle's on. And what I think is most conservatives don't realize what you're saying. They're kind of old school, and they just kind of believe that, hey, if I just leave the politics alone or the controversy alone, it won't affect me. And that's where I think your point is so spot on, to where they just don't realize. And eventually they're going to get hammered by this reality. Do you want to respond to that? Because I think you've made that point several times in the broadcast today, and I couldn't agree with it more. You're absolutely right. They don't realize. They just think if they leave it alone, maybe it'll leave them alone. And my response is good luck with that.
Yeah. I mean, we take a look at Venezuela. At least in my opinion, probably. I don't know specifically because I don't know exactly what all the businesses did down there. But when they had a much better government and more freedom going on, they had some pretty great economic activity going. And so that attracted, more. And you get, these American businesses and others, expanding their business. And yet, in my opinion, those good people probably didn't spend the time they needed to make sure they had good government. And I say that based on, hey, what has happened there? And because of the fact that they didn't do that, didn't put some of their time and money, I don't mean all of it, but some of their time and money into making sure they had good government, they literally lost all of their investments. And now the country of Venezuela is basically, a heck hole, basically. I mean, you got no power, you got people, in the streets. I mean, it's almost like San Francisco, I guess, or whatever. That's a little joke about San Francisco.
But your point's well taken, Kurt, and I'm not sure where to go with some of this, because I've tried till I'm blue in the face to convince conservatives to put their money into the new media, taking center stage, into some of these things, and man, it just doesn't happen.
Well, it's like we were talking last hour with the Judge Moore thing. In my opinion, he's one of the greatest leaders we could support. I believe in my religion, I believe I'm counseled to basically support good, honest, wise men. And when I say men, I don't mean not women. I mean
mankind,
people.
Sure.
Yeah. And I view that as part of my religion. Not just you know, faith, hope, and charity, you know, and I stop there, that it's at least we're taught in our teachings that the Constitution is an inspired document, and that we're to support that and to, you know, be involved in the political process. And we know that, you know, the toughest offense or the toughest opposition we're going to get is from people who disagree with that. It's just what you expect. I mean, it's like a football team that expects the other guys that they're going against are going to let them make a touchdown. They don't want that. And in our efforts in America and whatever country you're in, you know, the enemies of freedom they're working hard, Sam.
You got that right. I expect the sun to rise in the morning, and I expect at some point to go back to honest money. Speaking of that, President Donald J. Trump proposed a $4.75 trillion dollar budget on Monday, Kurt, the largest one in history. Now, Trump and others are touting how they're saving all kinds of money, and there is some cuts in there, promising to, quote, balance the budget in 15 years or whatever it is and all this stuff. But to me, I don't even think with honest money Donald could propose such a budget. And so I'm not here to attack, but I am here to say, Kurt, I can't support a $4.75 trillion budget. It's out of control, buddy.
Yeah, no, I could support a $4.74 trillion, but I mean, $4.75, I mean,
good
it's
point.
Just like, just
over
going
the top.
Off the end. But
especially when we're $22 trillion debt, not counting unfunded liabilities, too, right?
That's right. I mean, but just imagine if we were doing it, Sam, and of course, this is looking at it from the outside. Hey, number one, we'd fix the constitutional money system. I don't know exactly how we'd do it, you know, what steps there, you know, exactly where do you go first.
And I don't know all of them, but I know Ron Paul and Rand Paul were on one that would say, hey, just open it up to honest money competition first.
Yeah.
Let the good money
yeah.
drive out the bad. That's the starting point. I agree there.
Just like with education, you know, you'd go to the choice, the true choice, where you can include religious schools and that kind of thing first, and then you hopefully get to the point where there's no government spending in those areas that the Constitution doesn't call for it. I mean, imagine that.
And the other thing I know we wouldn't do is we wouldn't crash the plane. We wouldn't do it overnight. It would be a planned strategy to extract ourselves. We wouldn't just create more damage than good or whatever. It reminds me of kind of a fig tree or trees. You know, if you're going to prune a tree, you can't just cut off too much or you kill the tree. There's a balance
right.
with this thing.
You don't trim it from the root or from the ground up, you know.
Just good
right
point.
There at the bottom.
So all I'm saying is that we do know that there are some guidelines that we would apply for sure, right, Kurt?
Right. When it comes to President Trump's budget, there's a whole lot of people telling a whole lot of things, but the bottom line is, who knows what'll really come up from that. It's just his recommendations or those around him.
Yeah, and Congress says it's dead on arrival, but here's what I say to it.
Yeah.
When President Trump wants to spend $4.75 trillion, I reject it. It's way too much money. On the other hand, when he wants to cut a bunch of expenses, I agree. And his point that we need to reduce spending is spot on.
Well, couldn't agree more, Sam.
Yeah. Any other tidbits about the budget? It's very complicated.
You know, I see Vox says Trump's cuts to Medicaid, Social Security, and Medicare explained. Then you got ABC News says new budget resurrects controversial harvest box proposal as part of welfare reform. Trump's budget, this is from NBC News, Trump's budget adds domestic HIV funding while slashing global outlays. Then you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, Newsweek is reporting this. He's slamming Trump's budget. Why are you taking money from the poor? CNN says how Trump wants to whack Medicare and Medicaid spending. Sci-Fi Wire. Anyway, you got a bunch of folks commenting on it. And it's kind of tough to know what the real truth is. Maybe we ought to actually go to the whitehouse.gov and read the budget.
Well, and that's why I say that I can criticize the bad and promote the good everywhere I go. When he wants to spend that much money, I think it's just out of control. When he wants to cut expenditures, I think it's a good start. And I think we need to basically be honest and open in the discussion and the debate about every line item. And if it's good, we support it. And if it's bad, we reject it. And it's just that simple. And then if there's issues where we say it's got to go, but we can't get rid of it overnight, then we got to put a plan in place. I support all that. So I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am concerned. And I think if we had honest money today, he couldn't even propose such a budget. So that kind of puts a reality check constitutionally on the point. All right, 2 hours in the can. Thanks for being alongside for Sam and Kurt. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.